James Bradley, captain of Coghill Celtic, a proud moment for you and the club. 15 league wins in a row. You've collected the title today.
Yeah, we're over the moon. So we're hard year. Something different. We dropped in the senior league and the initial league. It's nearly as tough, maybe even tougher, actually. The boys work really hard in training and it pays off at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, to go 15 games in any league without dropping any points is pretty significant.
Yeah. We all work as a team and we don't like conceding, so that makes it easier to win matches.
And if you look at the season, as you said there, the Inishowen League, it's a very competitive league and everybody was out to beat you, but you still prevailed, so it shows the spirit and the commitment and the momentum that's there.
Yeah, we're really committed. Gavin is very professional. The boys look after us. Gavin, Shane and Jazza and Mark Moran work very hard behind the scenes, and then we have Cahir and Kieran Kipman, who gets through most games.
And these days, of course, it's not just about an 11-man side. You have the quality on the bench, and Gavin, when he makes changes, no doubt you have the confidence the guys coming on can do a job as well.
Yeah, of course. Some of the boys on the bench can be our better players, and we just need that. They won matches, and we just dog it out for 60 minutes, and then the quality comes off the bench, and we kill teams off.
Yeah. And how do you just keep going year to year? Because it seems Coghill, between winter seasons, summer seasons, all the cup runs, you just never get a break.
No, we don't. We seem to be playing all the time. We only really get a month off. We'll be in the Senior Cup now, the FA Senior Cup, the primary round. So we won't have much rest even until next year. I don't know, it's just a desire to win and not get beat, I think.
And how important was it for you making the drop down to win this Inishowen League title?
Oh, it's massive. Teams probably think they're nearly as good as us, but then we probably do have that bit more quality in them. So we had to show that by not getting beat up until now.
And of course, this isn't the end of the season. A couple of big games to go, not least that FAI Junior Cup final.
Yeah, we have semi-final and two finals. The FAI Senior or the Junior Cup will be a massive bonus now if we can pull it off and end our year well.
And finally, a word about the supporters out in numbers again to get behind you.
It's unbelievable. They're like a 12th man, to be honest. They come to all our matches, so they do. The last time we were down here in the Cup, I think they got us over the line. We were 2-0 down. We actually got back 1-3-2, mainly down to the supporters pushing us on.
Yeah. And today's game, yeah, you got the early goal through Lee McColgan. Then early part of the second half, Greencastle came into it. They were pushing hard, but the second goal really sealed it, didn't it?
Oh, it did, of course. Greencastle probably one of the best teams in the league after ourselves. They've some very, very good footballers, so they do in the team. And they work hard as a team, and they're well organised. They always seem to be hard to beat. The early goal did help at Settlers massively. And then when you get the second, that just kills the game. We don't have to push anymore as much.
And was Corey going for goal?
He told me he was. I'm not too sure. He told me he was.